A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. He himself had testified that no one esteems a prophet in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the people there welcomed him. They themselves had been at the feast and had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem on that occasion. He went to Cana in Galilee once more, where he had made the water wine. At Capernaum, there happened to be a royal official whose son was ill. When he heard that Jesus had come back from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and begged him to come down and restore health to his son, who was near death. Jesus replied, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you do not believe." "Sir," the royal official pleaded with him, "come down before my child dies." Jesus told him, "Return home. Your son will live." The man put his trust in the word Jesus spoke to him and started for home. He was on his way there when his servants met him with the news that his boy was going to live. When he asked them at what time the boy had shown improvement, they told him, "The fever left him yesterday afternoon about 1:00. It was at that very hour the father realized that Jesus had told him, "Your son is going to live." He and his whole household thereupon became believers. This was the second sign that Jesus performed on returning from Judea to Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. I know that one of my failings is trust. I always want to do it myself so that I know it will get done. I fret and I worry over things that I can't control. And when I read today's Gospel, I realize my shortcomings even more. As a mother, I cry out, how could he do it? How could the official leave Jesus to go back to his son only on Jesus' word? I would have screamed and pleaded. I would have begged and gotten down on my knees. I would not have left until I had dragged Jesus back with me to my child. Yet when I think of this story, I envision the royal official and see a possibility for his acquiescence to Jesus' answer. He looked into Jesus' eyes. He stood in his physical presence. He felt the divine power, the divine love that emanated from our Lord, and the official knew it would be done, that his son would be cured. I want that trust for myself. I want to feel the faith that that man felt in Jesus' presence. When I was a child, I remember feeling that faith and that trust, especially on one occasion when my grandfather was very ill and in the hospital. My parents and my grandmother were very worried, but I just knew with the faith and the trust of a child that my grandfather was going to get better. And he did. He recovered and lived for many more years. How did I know? I believe it was the innocence and faith and trust that I had as a child. I was still young enough to trust with my heart uncluttered with the disappointments and losses of adulthood. Our Lord in his love and wisdom has told us we need to be more like a child. We need to see into his eyes and feel the power of his love and trust that he has loved us so much that he knows that our pain is his pain and that he will not abandon us. But how do we regain that ultimate trust we had as children? How do we get back for ourselves that feeling that the official had when he looked into Jesus' eyes? For myself, I think it will come from letting go. I try to hold on to too much. The Lord has blessed me with many good gifts, health, a job that is also my profession, a loving family, a Dominican life. But I try to hold on to all the details. I think, how do I plan this family gathering so everybody will be happy? Oh, how will I have enough money to pay for my broken car or my doctor bills? All these little details consume me. If I were called to the Lord's presence today, those little details wouldn't matter. Someone else would have to take care of them, or somehow they would take care of themselves. If I learn to let go, I can let my heart consume the love and presence of God, so that when I am called into his presence, I can clearly recognize him and say, my Lord and my God. Lent is that time to let go. It's a time of fasting and prayer and almsgiving, a time to let go of the details and micromanagement of our lives, to simplify and reach the level of the royal official in today's gospel, to look into Jesus' eyes and trust, to be able to walk away and know what the Lord said will be done. When we can do that, anxiety will be gone, and peace will accompany our trust in the Lord. Our Lenten journey will end in the true joy of Easter.